You damn right.
I piss my ass.
Race war.
The last ride.
Yeah.
It was Mike.
The Olympic slam.
Yeah.
Malay.
2004
is so fucking real.
You damn right.
Wait a minute.
You're not even jumping. Who are you, USA?
Back to red.
You damn right. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Justin.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to You Damn Right's Watch Along of TNA Cross Line. We are watching the June 18th, 2004 episode of TNA Impact. I'm here. Sam's here. Mayla's here. Let's fucking go.
All right, here we go.
Somebody got to do it.
Once again, TNA Plus does not save your volume level.
Wednesday night's TNA Wrestling's second anniversary show just days away. Who will rise?
Maybe we should watch the second anniversary show.
Maybe we should. Top of the mountain. Impact is
next. And now, from stage 21 at Universal Studios at Universal Orlando Resort, it's total nonstop action wrestling Impact.
The countdown is on to the 2-year anniversary of TNA. It's this Wednesday night, exclusively on pay-per-view.
Wednesday night, you know what that means?
Holy fuck.
And hello once again, everyone, from ringside. Mike Tenay, joined by Don West. This week from the
Whoa.
Number one contender to NWA champ Jeff Jarrett. Ron the Truth Killings in action. But what better way to feature
Shane Michaels? Nation.
In Team NWA's win in the recent World X Cup. Chris Sabin also has a grudge against Michael Shane, and they're going to be two of the six men.
Chris Sabin, all timer, but this is some dog shit ass gear that he's been wearing.
Man, what's his story?
Nintendo.
I bet if Dean shows up, he'll be able to tell us his entire backstory and his life story and what he's done in the business.
And Gurf.
And you're looking at one of the most
gifted athletes in TNA. It's 8 o'clock.
What the?
In my opinion, the best wrestler never to have won the X Division crown. Keep your eye on prime time. The self-proclaimed coolest dude on the planet is Kazarian.
How many goddamn people are in this match?
Yes.
Battle Royal.
He gave AJ Styles everything he wanted and more, so keep your eye on Kazarian. And in the minds of many, Hector Garza.
Oh my god, it's Melee.
Luigi Mangione.
Wait a minute. Nation.
What the fuck, Jim Carrey from The Mask?
They respect his ability, they respect his class in the ring, and they respect the way he conducts himself.
Six-way international X match. Sap!
First, Kevin Nash.
You'll notice the Fox Box graphic, time remaining in the match, non-title battle.
the 10-minute time limit in the event of a brawl. We'll have a judge render a decision as Saban takes down Kazarian.
Oh, Chris Saban caught that perfectly, and Kazarian tries to get the boot up.
Ooh.
Look at the agility of Saban at all. Ooh. Nice kick by Kazarian.
Sensational kick by Kazarian takes down Saban, and Michael Shane makes the tag. I'm not even sure if Kazarian saw that blind tag from Shane.
Michael Shane, you know what? This is an interesting matchup because if you're not in the ring, then you can't win. This is a situation where you don't want to tag unless you have to, unless you're close to defeat, but you've got to be in there to get the pin.
Want to update the condition of the director of authority, Vince Russo, received the vicious Jeff Jarrett on Wednesday's pay-per-view. Russo treated and released from a hospital. He did suffer a broken nose, but he is in attendance this week at Impact. Knife edge chop from Saban takes down Shane, and then there's another.
I'm anxious to see what happens on that mic because Jeff Jarrett showed no remorse whatsoever for his actions against the director of authority, Vince Russo. As Saban gets in the ring, Michael Shane had his back turned to it.
Springboarding, beautiful drop kick by Saban, but you saw the
do it better.
By primetime, he's the legal man. According
wait a minute.
To referee Mike Posey goes for the pin on Shane, but only able to get a two count.
These guys are NWA teammates, Primetime and Chris Saban, that is. And you saw the way that Chris Saban realized that Primetime was in. He gave him the little tap.
Whoa. You know what? Oh, ball torture.
But in a match like this, it's every man for himself.
CBTNA.
Yep.
Oh, there it is again.
Yep.
That was crazy as fuck.
Michael Shane shook the top rope, and Primetime crashed and burned.
Well, they've seen Primetime do that so many times that this time Michael Shane was ready for him as he...
Whoa!
Almost spiked himself on the head.
Snaps off the Hurricane Rana.
Yeah.
As you see, Tracy looking on from ringside, cheering on her man, Michael Shane.
Nice right-handed blow there by Michael Shane. Michael Shane here, so excited to be back in the X Division. Once AJ
too excited.
Michael Shane wanted to get back in the show that he can beat the best. This is the guy that held the X
Division. Whoa, went for the cum shot. Whoa.
Not everyone can handle the cum shot.
Makes contact with Shane and trying to fight him off. Series of back elbows, and then the tag is in to Miyamoto, and historically...
I was just about to make a joke about this dude being here for the first time, making his debut and all this other shit, and then he just never gets tagged in.
No, it's Dusty Rhodes cam. Dusty Rhodes live reaction.
That's crazy. Can't even see shit.
I can't see shit, Daddy. I'm wearing sunglasses indoors, and I can't see on the CRT TV.
All right, that helped me out. I'm stuck in this tinderbox. Dusty Rhodes is a Doctor Who companion.
That was a crazy kick out. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
He bridged out of the pin attempt and then comes up with the backwards kick.
Whoa. Oh my god!
Crazy odd thigh slap kick.
Now Garza takes Miyamoto, but the
reason is a shot off into the ropes. Now off the six-sided ring. Look at the end. Whoa. All right, here we go.
It has turned into a six-way referee Mike Posey, you talk about losing.
He caught his asshole, but nothing else.
Two mortal enemies squaring off right there. Kazarian Primetime. The referee's got a job to do, Mike. Unbelievable.
Nesawa.
Boing. Completely missed it. Whoa.
One of the MVPs of the X Division. Did you see Primetime and Kazarian?
Oh my. Oh
Primetime.
My. Whoa.
God, that move sucks.
Miyamoto in the ring. What do you mean by that? Oh my god, the red mist! The red mist!
Alright, time for the brown mist.
Alright.
Crazy super kick. Thank you. Cut your toes.
Whoa!
Oh my god, eliminated. Brother, where are you going? There.
Oh my god, okay. Spiral tap.
Clean.
This shit is so real. Nation.
This dude built crazy.
Dex. Nation.
What? Oh my god, Sabu?
It's Sabo.
And welcome back everyone to the Impact Zone. This is the tag team of the Naturals making their way to the ring. Chase Stevens and Andy Douglas. They sent a strong and clear message to TNA management this past Wednesday when they
attacked
the NWA Tag Champs, America's Most Wanted. But as you see, Don, they also stole
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Real. Oh my god!
They're being attacked by fans. Number 30.
Where hell's with him?
Sabu.
What?
In the gold dust pants still.
What do you mean by that, Daddy?
I like it. You look, Dustin.
What do they mean when they call Sabu genocidal?
An ex-division performer, and then, like you
said, the suicidal, homicidal, genocidal Sabu. Genocidal.
Genocidal.
Bro hates uncut gems.
You know, the Naturals, Chase Stevens and Andy Douglas, recently added to TNA management's gut check list. It's like being on the bubble in terms of the TNA roster. The unprovoked attack on.
Well, they feel like it's better to be talked about than not talked about. They want to be on the radar. That's why they came in there and disrupted AMW. Now they know the TNA's boing. And they've got to notice them. It might be a good move on their part. Chase Stevens neutralizing Sanjay Dutt with a hammerlock. And you see Sabu extending his hand into the ring, trying to make the tag to Sanjay.
Sanjay Dutt, this guy, keep your eye on him. He's so quick. But the bottom line is, he doesn't have the size.
He's so quick. So he's got to use that quickness. Just
like that. You're not kidding. What does Triple H come out?
Yeah. Who's number 30?
What is Paul Levesque doing in the Impact Zone?
Oh my god, Triple K! Triple K! What the?
Turns and walks right into a stiff lariat. What a clothesline that time by Chase Stevens. That was
just the break. A stiff.
Me too.
Wait a minute.
They know how to do is
work together. They'll find every angle that they can. They'll exploit it and they will use it to their advantage.
And oftentimes behind the back of the referee, Don.
They're the masters of it, Mike.
Andy Douglas. We want Sabu. We want Sabu.
Sanjay Dutt tried to get a little too much too fast. He had a couple great turns right there, but that's what you've got a partner for. And these guys have never partnered together, and the inexperience show. He should have tagged Sabu. Sabu's getting frustrated. He's throwing chairs against the ropes he wants in that ring. Sanjay's got to get a tag.
Ooh, big knee.
Yeah, high knee takes down Dutt.
Close enough. Welcome back, Triple H.
Time for the poster plunge. I'll tell you what, though, when they get together, they can be devastating. Like I
just said they know how to work together. If they get you in the natural disaster, 99 out of 100 times, it's over. So keep your eye on them when they're both in the ring.
You know, we've seen that it's more difficult to cut off the ring in this six-sided hexagon rather than in the four-sided ring. The more space makes it tougher to neutralize your opponent on your team side of the ring. That time, you see that Stevens is able to duck the kick. Look at the agility. The back
kick
by Sanji, who springs off the
ring.
Throwing rights. He is fresh, he is ready, and he connects on it.
Sabu hot tag.
Down with the leg. Wednesday on the 2-year anniversary pay-per-view, Raven promises to have his own
Raven.
To Sabu's uncle, Rasheed.
Ooh.
Sabu springboard back in, pin attempt 2, kick out.
Well, obviously, Mike, Dusty Rhodes, when he gave that speech to Raven, may have touched a nerve. And Raven obviously sounded sincere, and he has a tribute to the Sheik, which is the bond that he has with Sabu.
Now the Naturals with a double team move on Sabu. Sabu able to avoid the contact and answers by taking both Stevens and Douglas down.
Oh, Sabu is just a one-man wrecking crew right now as he puts the boot right there in A. Nuggets, and here he goes. He catches it again perfectly.
Caught him with the leg drop. Uh-oh. Stevens.
Ew.
Oh, Sabu is in absolute rare form tonight as he is. There he is, pulling back on the neck. Right there it is, pulling back on the neck of Chase Stevens.
Almost as if in tribute to his uncle, the Sheik, you see a variation.
Camel toe clutch.
Wait a minute.
Sabu.
What?
Chair being brought into the ring. Sanjay tossed it in, I believe, to Sabu.
Here comes the tag.
Oh. Not a good Sabu spot. He didn't almost die.
Yeah. He should have missed.
Should have landed on the chair. Oh my god.
Ooh. He landed on his knees.
Oh my.
Oh my god.
Real shit.
Your knees break your balls.
Mm-hmm.
Good match.
Knees break your balls.
Saw that the Naturals hit the double team natural disaster, and now speaking of double team, the double team beat down on Sabu.
Oh, this is just wrong. You've already got the win. Take it, enjoy it, and walk out of here. But you see,
boing, boing.
Sabu is ticked, and here he goes as Andy Douglas.
Oh!
You were going before he even came at you, Doug. What the fuck?
Tell me, Daddy, what happened to it?
Does he ever say Daddy, like, once?
I don't think so.
Abyss.
Coming up next.
The monster Abyss.
And while we take a look at TNA's Shark Boy.
What?
With Popeye at Universal Orlando Resort's Islands of Adventure, we invite you to join us at Stage 21 at Universal Studios to be a part of our Impact audience when you're vacationing in Florida.
And while you're vacationing at the Islands of Adventure, before you come to view Impact,
this is fucking crazy.
Lagoon. It's the only place to see Popeye. And while you're there, don't miss the Jurassic Park.
I'm hungry.
Two amazing theme parks. As part of Universal Orlando Resort, you've got the City Walk.
Chumps off.
Time Entertainment Complex. You've got three beautiful hotels on the site. All of that.
Yeah, it's gone.
Of the Universal Orlando Resort.
Does that even exist anymore?
Probably not.
Something for everyone here in
it's
Orlando.
Crazy.
And we invite you to be a part of our audience. And total nonstop action wrestling's impact.
Fucking insane.
Me melee.
Wait a minute.
When you visit
Whoa.
The Sunshine State.
Alright, test pop up for HGH. Yeah, you're about to die, kid. D-Ray 3001, because that's the odds of him beating the Monster Abyss.
And here comes D-Ray's opponent. It is the Monster Abyss, and his association with Goldilocks has led to one of the strangest triangles that you'll ever see.
Goldilocks.
As Watts tries to regain that briefcase full of cash, but we're still waiting for the contract to be officially signed.
Ho. It couldn't be done because, of course, all right, Black Hole Slam, take it home. Broken nose. As we go,
ooh,
me selling.
Being on the gut checklist, in other words, he has to have a good performance. I'm a best.
Can't beat this monster. Holy fuck!
Oh my God.
He can impress the TNA officials, and who knows? Crazy.
Maybe
he'll steal one. Well, like a train wreck in the corner as the 350 pounder crashes into D-Ray.
D-Ray 3000 is just, it looks like a deer caught in the middle of the headlights out there. We have seen the monster.
Die! Whoa, Biss got the fucking titties out.
You got to attack and attack and attack.
Yeah,
Mike.
Went for the drop kick, but zero impact. Springs off the ropes, tries that forearm. Again, now they go. You talk about impact. Powerful clothesline by the Monster Abyss. Looking down, making eye contact, and this is another of the questions that we've had. What is this control
Doctor Who
seems to have over Abyss?
Oh my God, the Undertaker.
Oh man, right here, as you can see, he's got
the Abyss. The Abyss. He's gonna step on his toes.
Should have sucked on his toes. Black Hole Slam!
Black Hole Slam!
Winds him up, drives him down.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Based.
See you Wednesday. Doctor Who.
We'll
find out soon whether that contract will officially be signed for Eric Watts versus Abyss. Contract versus
coming up next.
We got Edge Styles.
AJ Styles.
Who?
And welcome back, everyone, to Impact on Fox Sports Net.
Oh, AJ looks different.
And one of the true high risk takers in our sport.
One of our true Mexicans here in TNA.
It was just like Justin.
Yep.
Edge Styles.
Vin Diesel.
I am, I am.
All right, take it home.
All right, Duck 2 Styles Clash.
This is a non-title matchup. The international star, Aguila, has held championships in the United States, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Non-title bout against the champ, AJ Styles, who, as Don mentioned, will defend this Wednesday, the two-year TNA anniversary show against the challenge of Kid Cash.
One thing about AJ Styles, he is all about the sport of wrestling. I'm telling you, he will duck no...
All right, Justin, carry the show. I got to use the bathroom.
All right.
Like this with Mr. Aguila. All he wants to do is face the best and beat the best and be known as the best.
Definitely. Styles puts on the
brakes. Oh, man. Oh, my God. It's Conking Ball.
Oh. We all have that.
Speaking of making somebody pay, what an impactful dropkick that was.
Somebody pays. Somebody pays.
Said about AJ Styles, nobody thinks on his feet or even in the air.
He picked up the giant.
Get him, you better
Jesus.
Big running knee.
Drops that knee. Quick cover. Hooks the near leg. Able to get a two count before Aguila rolls the shoulder.
As Rios going crazy in TNA.
So is the ref.
What?
Bro thinks he's staying. You will see the man who will face Jeff Jarrett for the NWA World's Heavyweight title this Wednesday on pay-per-view. And I'm talking about Ron the Truth Killings. He will be in action this week.
Unbelievable. Based. Wednesday night, the two-year anniversary
show as AJ Styles hosts Mr. Man booked in company will get booked.
The man booked in company will get match.
I love the voice cracks.
Oh,
and Aguila again is able to roll
the shoulder. And check this out. No, look who it is.
How's it going? Ramp at the tunnel, you see Kid Cash, yes, and
6 foot, 9 inch tag team partner and family. Me and Sam. Cash to challenge AJ for the title. Obviously, he's trying to send a message to AJ, and again,
it did work because AJ looked up. He saw Cash. Oh, his back blown. The tape machines, well, they're rolling. While we're away, those tape machines will be rolling. We'll have more of AJ Styles. We'll be rolling. Ow.
Those tape machines, they will be rolling.
Mm-hmm. They still are. We're getting adopted. We're out of time. We're back. We are back on Impact on Fox Sports Net as we return to the one-on-one matchup involving the X Division champion AJ Styles against Mr. Aguila. And there you see Kid Cash on the right. He challenges Styles for the X title this Wednesday on pay-per-view. Standing by with Dallas while we were away, Don. Check out the action. Well, you saw the two lying in the middle of the ring. Well, this is how it came about as they went straight on each other. Watch this action. They both saw right in the middle of the ring. Bump. Wow, what a mid-ring
collision. Oh, good spot. And we come back to the action of the matchup. Great elevation that time by Styles. Takes Aguila over. Oh my God. Execution of the spin kick. AJ Styles has so many
variations of so many moves, so many kicks. To go for the pin. Here he goes. The streak continues.
Unfortunately.
Several near falls in this matchup. Several two counts for AJ Styles, but he hasn't been able to put away Aguila yet. Well, I wonder if it's because he's a little bit distracted by Kid Cash and Dallas up here on the ramp behind us.
The Mr. Aguila fucking streak. Wednesday night for the X
Division title. Did you see that? He calls that the cliffhanger. Pin two. No.
Cliffhanger.
Switches it into a DDT, but the cliffhanger is again only able to get him a two count.
Oh, you gotta give Aguila credit. How can you get out of that? How tough is that triple A?
This is for you, Eddie. Out of the cock and balls. Ropes, which allows AJ Styles
not to have the time he needs to knock and ball torture TNA. In the precarious position. Up on the ropes while Aguila tries to
follow up his advantage. Is he gonna try and suplex him back in? Styles. Pepsi plunge. Sam, get in here.
He went to take him up for the style clash,
but it was blocked. Back body drop by Aguila. Couldn't do it because of the back shots.
Yep. Grabbing for his back, but he went to do it. He obviously hurt his back, and now Aguila. Too many back shots.
Have to question whether that is part of the beating that he suffered. Oh. Yeah, you're dead.
He sure is.
The streak is over. You damn right. Let it all. Sam is missing this.
You're gonna have the real deal now.
For his tag team partner, his former partner, AJ Styles.
Oh, he had his back, and let's hear what he's got to say. Yo, check this out. You think AJ Styles winning the X Division title made an impact? Well, I do too. But you see, next week, I'm going to walk in the anniversary show. I'm going to watch Jared against the truth, and I'm going to make an impact because I'm going to challenge the winner because I want to be World Heavyweight Champion.
Based.
What a great example this is, Don, of the trust.
You should have let him.
Give him the title right now. I thought it was over. Roddy Piper.
Oh my God, it's Jimmy Hart, Daddy.
Steve!
Damn it, then, Daddy, you missed it.
What happened?
D'Lo Brown made his debut.
Aw, damn it. It wasn't even gone that long. Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
From Stage 21 at Universal Resorts, Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. Welcome back to the Impact.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew. 2 years of TNA's
history. Better get up.
That's your sign. It's the same girl.
Yeah.
Oh, dude's wearing Hatcher Man shirt too.
It's June the 23rd. It's the 2 year anniversary pay-per-view, and what a lineup.
Oh, you better believe it's a lineup. Think about it. It's been 2 years.
The Amazing Red, Don West.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all. On this pay-per-view, you're going to see the very first ever ladies stretcher match. It's going to be between Trinity and Desire.
The?
These two have been going head-to-head for so long. The loser leaves on a stretcher. And Jerry Lynn, the captain of Team NWA, finally gets his shot at Scott DeBoer, the coach of Team Canada. We've been waiting for it. The two of them one-on-one in the ring.
How about this, Don? The high-flying mini luchadors from Mexico. They have to be seen to be believed. Let's talk about the title matchups. NWA World's Tag Team
Well,
title
I guess that answers our question.
What?
They just said high-flying mini luchadors.
Yeah. God rest their souls.
This is a different sect.
Trinity and Desire. We'll detail the history between those two. Check this out.
In any sport, accidents can happen. In total nonstop action, one nearly ended a career. 1 year ago, Desire suffered a broken back while competing in the ring. This injury
back
broke
blown
her
up.
Back, but it could not break her spirit. In her 1 year absence, Trinity took the spotlight, and with Desire's return, it is a spotlight Trinity is not ready to give up. You can't keep me down, because I keep it inside. I'm a dangerous thing, because you don't know the things that I hide. You can't hold me back, because I'm out of control. Wednesday night, for the first time ever, Trinity takes on Desire one-on-one in a stretcher match. Coming up next, the man who...
Oh, this sounds better than WWE.
Jeff Jarrett, this Wednesday night on pay-per-view. The number one contender, Ron the Truth Killings, is next.
My favorite knockout. Jeff Jarrett.
Steve.
That just like in one of the rides.
Yeah.
He's impressed TNA officials with his performance and his results in the recent World X Cup. And as a member of Team Canada, Eric Young was responsible for
Scott DeBoer.
Rise up.
Now the downside to this is that he's accompanied by that obnoxious loudmouth
about this though, Mike Denae. Scott DeBoer Wednesday night is going to get his because he takes on Team Captain Jerry Lynn one-on-one.
Don, it was last week on Impact when we finally heard the announcement that we've been waiting for weeks. It's this Wednesday, June 23rd, live on pay-per-view with this man, Ron the Truth Killing. You see him accompanied by his three live crewmates, BG James.
Sometimes we just be watching. Oh my God, he's got a crazy black eye. Holy fuck.
Oh.
We should take a day off. Blows back out.
Yeah.
Crazy back shots. I tell you what, this is the greatest impact in the industry right here.
This is going to be a great matchup right here. 144 Pete Dusty.
As you know today, opportunity knocks on the door every once in a while, and it is knocking for Ron the Truth Killing.
And he gets that opportunity, Dusty.
Oh my God. Daredevil. Use the
hockey stick to trip the ball.
Something that we see Scott DeMore do quite often. This guy will cheat any way he can to get a
victory. That's Dusty Rhodes.
I think somebody jumped the barricade. Oh no, it's just Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn, who will finally get his shot at DeMore this Wednesday, and that's
great. Bad fit. Took him right out
of the equation. Yeah, Seth Rollins' dad. About the situation
involving Jeff. Yeah, true. He seems to have completely
forgotten his turned his back on the history and tradition that goes along with the wrestling alliance. Eric Young, you're gonna form a fucking stable in WWE in about I don't know however many years, and I'm gonna name a band after it. If you will. Hemorrhoid.
And it's just as simple as that. Somebody that was bonded to our industry. Somebody
tooth.
Somebody that is the flag, if you will, for the next
if you will.
And now has become what he's become. So bottom line, Ron the Truth Killings.
He's become what he's become. At the pay-per-view.
What have I become? Oh. Say hello to my man, Jack, always watching
Impact right here on Fox. I don't know if he said one single sentence.
He's just saying shit.
Dude, I'm not listening to Dusty talk. I can't.
He's just saying words.
What's wrong with
that?
What's wrong with it, Daddy? So
much that goes with that. That's so you don't like my paladin skills?
Referee was eating.
Before this great opportunity coming at him on pay-per-view this Wednesday coming up. So bottom line is he's got to regroup just like all champions do. Regroup. Come.
Referee's fucking taunt spamming, dude. What the fuck? Again, watch this fucking guy. He's a freak. Don't even watch the match. Just watch the ref. He's a fucking freak, dude. I can't fucking stop watching him.
I was like, Dusty forgot the name of the show. Had a nice exit impact.
I hit the Raven taunt.
The ref.
But he's capitalized. He's taken advantage of that. Yeah, but you gotta understand
this is very arrogant. You know what
I'm talking about? Absolutely.
We got a guy with a black guy. We got a guy that's in there competing each and every
Ric Flair spot.
That reminds me of some of my old stuff that I used to do. Honest to goodness, Wes, I used to do all that stuff in the old days. Now the old
days
just kind of carries me through. Oh, this is good. This is Impact Jack.
Fucking like unbelievable. Needed that right there, Mike, to stop
that momentum. And just when you thought Ron the Truth Killings was down, the eye couldn't see. Here he comes. This guy's got so much fight.
It's somehow worse than the bits we do. In the voice.
Whoa! Caught Eric Young with a back body drop. This ref is on some other shit. Jack the jaw of Young with the right hand. Gonna try and shoot him off into the ropes. Whoa!
Oh.
What incredible moves. Ducks a clothesline. Corn dog. Caught him.
Answers with that leg lariat. I'm gonna stop commentating now.
I'm fucking gassed, Daddy. Schism!
That fucking lie, Daddy.
He's ready to square up with him.
Yeah.
Mission.
Wait a minute, Dom wasn't gonna go flat up playing.
Oh my god!
Dude, it's he beat Eric Young, calm down.
Jesus! What the?
What's going on?
Wait a minute, what is this?
What, because he beat. What's, what the fuck? What the fuck are you wearing, you stupid son of a bitch?
You heard your criticisms.
I'm trying to give him a balloon animal.
His fits have gotten crazier.
Guitar.
Not recordly.
On him.
Holy fucking shit! Oh my fucking god!
Surely he wants none of this!
He wants none of this.
Hello, piece of cues. Holy fuck!
He's supposed to play the pay later. No.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. That felt like fucking. That felt like the end of Joe. Where he kills Robert De Niro. Where he's like he's so. He got so close to Dusty. And he's like,
oh my god. He fucking killed him. Oh my fucking god. We see Dusty, is he okay?
I know he doesn't want any of this. That's gotta go in the intro. That's gotta go in the intro. Special TNA intro, that's definitely it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last panel of tonight's entertainment.
Holy fuck, dude!
Something left in the guitar. Oh my god. Where's Dusty?
Holy fuck, dude, he fucking killed Dusty.
He's a designated pilot.
Oh my god.
Is that a voice actor?
That's Conan. Hold on, don't put the camera on me, Danny. I got a fucking blade.
Alright, Justin, take us out. There's a minute and a half left.
It's just an ad
for the pay-per-view. Take us out.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you all for joining us. Fucking craziest episode of Impact yet. Sam for Melee, for Dusty, God rest his soul. I'm Justin. I love you, man.
I'm gonna go meet the little pickle real quick. Hold on.